It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
We may surprise you today because as we age, we all seem to notice that our pores get more and more enlarged, but there's a reason that happens with the aging process. So we're going to have a lot of fun today talking about pores, Lisa. How about you? Do you ever notice your pores changing?
Do I notice my pores changing? The pores on the side of my nose are so big, like a family of fairies could live in there. Like, seriously. I mean, it's just completely insane. No, you know what's so, this is what's so crazy about me, David. There's a lot of things, but one of them
we don't have that much time.
we don't have that much time. I find these little things in my appearance that just nitpick at me, and in my brain, like, I went out to lunch with a friend. This is how crazy I am. We adore each other, and all I'm thinking is, like, is she noticing how big the pores are on my nose? Because I just feel like in the last couple of years, they've just gone from, like, regular size to super size. I don't want to super size anything, and especially my pores. So help me, help us. What the heck can we do? Because obviously it's part of aging, and it's real. I'm really self-conscious about it. Right now, when I meet anybody who listens to the show, they're going to be like checking them out.
Oh, yeah.
Attention to them. What did I do?
First, you're the only person that's probably noticing it. And we're all self-conscious about something. Mm-hmm. And it seems to become so big in our minds. And that's part of the problem. So we all have little imperfections. Okay, maybe I don't. But some people do. No, we all have imperfections. And you know, when you focus on them, they become big. And you got to kind of let some of the small things go. But if you do notice that you have enlarged pores and it is a concern to you, there are several things we can do. Let's talk about, you know, what pores actually do and what causes it, and then talk about how to fix it. But the pores, I mean, let's face it, pores contain hair follicles. It's also an outlet for perspiration and sebum. So it's part of the natural function of the skin. When we do a lot and we get overheated, it's a way for the body to perspire so we can balance out our body temperature. Our body produces sebum, which is a protective layer. It helps lock in moisture, minimize transepidermal water loss. And so pores are necessary. The problem is, as we age, we've talked about how our skin is in a constant state of renewal. And when we're younger, it's every 28 days, meaning the top layer of dead skin cells comes off just naturally when you wipe it with a towel or cleanse your skin. But the problem is, as we age, that process slows down. Let's talk about what causes them to become enlarged. But pores contain hair follicles. That's also an outlet for perspiration and sebum. Let's face it, when we do a lot of exercising or our body overheats, the pores is what the body uses to allow the excess temperature or the heat to escape. We perspire, and it helps balance the temperature. Sebum is going to help produce a protective oil layer that's going to help lock in moisture and minimize transepidermal water loss. So pores are necessary. The problem is, what causes them to become enlarged? And there's a few factors. Let's talk about the easiest one, most common one people hear about is clogged pores. Now, what clogs them is our skin is in a constant state of renewal, which means every 28 days when we're younger, our dead skin cells, the new ones are born, they rise to the surface of the skin, and they exfoliate away. The challenge is, as we age, that process slows down. And so those dead skin cells are getting clogged up in pores. They're not exfoliating as quickly. And so when it does, you're enlarging pores. The other thing is makeup. If you don't wash your skin every day, or dirt or other impurities that you pick up during the day, those are all going to get clogged up in those pores, and they're going to make them look enlarged.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny when you said the word sebum. The other joke I have, other than the fairies living in my pores, is I'm like the sebum queen. Like, you, okay, now everyone is, this is your cue that you're going to go, ah, it's so gross, Lisa. But I'm just curious, David, if this happens to other people, I'll barely push on like the side of my nose and like stuff comes out. Sebum. Is that normal? Because my husband's like, that doesn't happen to me. What the hell's going on with your nose?
I was going to be funny and say never anybody, but it really does. They sell devices that actually will vacuum out your pores. The key is it's not just sebum, but what's coming out is yeah. other impurities. And so what that's telling me is your pores are being clogged with other things. So one of the biggest sins you can commit is going to bed with makeup on. And because it's clogging the pores, it's not allowing the skin to breathe. And the makeup, you've got other things in it. It's not just the base, but you've got mica, you've got titanium dioxide, you've got other particles in there. And while they're fine, that's what gives it the color. And so those little particles can clog the pores. You take that, mix it with the sebum, and you're just creating your own problem. And so the key is going to be, A, make sure to wash off makeup before going to bed. Number two, make sure to wash your skin every morning and every night. And some people laugh, why do it in the morning? But during the night, as you roll around on the pillow, you're picking up lint. You're picking up any dirt that's on your sheets or pillows, the dead skin cells that have come off during the night as you roll around. So it's important to wash your skin twice a day. You can then, I like an exfoliator 3-4 times a week, whether it's a physical exfoliator like crushed walnut grains or jojoba beads, or even a chemical peel such as a glycolic alpha hydroxy acid, an enzyme peel, but something that's going to get the skin to exfoliate so the dead skin cells aren't sitting there enlarging the pores.
Yeah, I mean, I get a facial once a month. I never even wear makeup to wash off. I mean, is there just a point where it's like you just have lousy jeans when it comes to your pore size? Because I've heard that can happen,
well,
if you're doing everything
possible.
You're supposed to do.
But yeah. Let's go through. I'm going to tell you there's other things I guarantee you're not doing. You're using other skincare, aren't you?
What do you mean, like sunscreen?
Do you use sunscreen?
I do use sunscreen. A gentle, non-comedogenic. Non-clog pouring. I mean, pore clogging.
Well, that's marketing. So let's put that claim aside. The sunscreen contains all kinds of chemicals. Some contain titanium, zinc. Others are different chemicals that help block the sun. But again, you're putting other impurities on your skin. So it's important to wash that off. When you perspire, yes, a lot of sunscreens are waterproof. So it's locking things in and it's going to help hold dirt into those pores. So that's why it's critical that you exfoliate a couple times a week. You wash your skin twice a day. But let's keep rolling because we're going to run out of time in a minute. I'm going to surprise you with one. Here's something else that happens with age. When we're younger, our skin is nice and firm and plump, and that's because of collagen. But by the time you hit menopause, you've lost about the 45% of the amount of collagen that you naturally have. Your body just produces less. So think about that for a minute. So now your skin isn't as firm. We all equate that over to the wrinkles. And if you look around your eyes and you see that wrinkle or a couple wrinkles, you're going, oh, wow, you know, my skin's not as firm or plump as it once was. And that's because of a loss of collagen. But the same thing is happening around your pores. So if you don't have the structure of the skin around those pores are starting to appear more enlarged because it's softer skin. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's definitely what's happening.
So that's why I say it's not just you're not using a lot of makeup or you're following the rules. This is something that's newly discovered that scientists, I say in the skincare industry, people have been overlooking is the other problems that naturally occur as we age. Like I say, a loss of collagen. And so some of the things you want to do is try and increase the level of collagen. So there's products with different peptides to boost collagen. Vitamin C is great for collagen. Some of the treatments you can get, which we talk about in other episodes with the microneedling, because that can help increase yes. collagen. There's a lot we can do to boost it, even changing some of the things in your diet. We want to reduce inflammation, but include things with high levels of collagen in it. And different collagen's a protein, so a high protein. And so diet, taking care of your skin, these are all going to make a difference.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to be getting this week something called Clear and Brilliant, and it's a laser and microneedling at the same time. And it's supposed to help with fine lines and skin tone and also minimize your pores. So I'm excited.
Well, you're going to have to report back, and I want to hear. We're going to talk all about it because some yes. people want to know more and may be thinking about trying the same thing. So let's see how it goes for you and what the results are, and see if it's worth it. Some of the other things to think about is when you use normal skincare, your skin is actually acidic and it has a pH of 4.5 to 5.4. When you use some of the cleansers or when you use moisturizers, often companies will have a higher pH, and that stays on the skin and disrupts the skin's natural pH. So when it does that, your body then produces excess sebum trying to fight it and get the pH back where it's supposed to be. So one of the things to consider, especially as you're aging, is go back after you cleanse your skin and use an astringent. and wipe your skin with a cotton ball of astringent, resetting that pH. Use moisturizers that have more of an acidic base. Use ones that are not heavy creams, but lighter weight ones, gel creams, hydrating creams that are lightweight that aren't going to disrupt the skin pH. You know, the key is getting your body to heal itself naturally and not disrupt it. And those are some of the key things we need to look at.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I mean, I think that if you're doing all the right things and you still have an issue with pore size, and maybe it is, that's why I'm looking into the Clear and Brilliant. You know, I feel like there's something more that I need, but I will report back and let you know how it goes.
So the key is, one is you can go for getting a facial regularly, and that definitely is going to help you. Yeah. But the key to remember is unclog pores, try and balance out sebum production by not putting heavy oils on the skin, by getting this acidicness of the pH balance, boost collagen levels through diet and through products that can help synthesize collagen, and you're going to see reduced pores. And so those are the key things, some things most people have never thought about, but take care of your skin. And you're going to see a difference in no time. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. And I want to thank you for listening. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.